And don't be alarmed, we're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring it airs like seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm back from a Legends of Diving event in Freeport, Bahamas, back on our home turf, so to speak, here in Ocala, Florida, today at 40 Fathom Grotto. Commercial Diving Academy has taken over this facility, and they're having an open house this weekend for divers to come out and see what they've done to the place. Almost $1 million in renovations have been installed here at this this very famous watering hole in Ocala, Florida. Once again, it's 40 Fathom Grotto, 40fathomgrotto.com, the number 40fathomgrotto.com. Go there and you can find out more information about it. And if you're in the area, come on out and join us, because not only are we, you know, just hanging out and having a good time and learning about the facility today, which is impressive in its own right, we're kind of having like a Scuba Radio mermaid reunion for the first time in many months. We have Nikki, Abby, not Abby, no, we have Nikki, Angela, and Denise. What do you mean, Nikki? What are you saying?
You always say that.
Well, I always say what?
Abby.
Abby, okay. And if she's what? What? What are you saying? What are you trying to say? You're giving me lip already. We just started the show. Come on, Nick. That's not like you.
Well, she's not here.
What do you mean if she's not here?
Or if it's Abby, Nikki, and Denise, then it's Angela, Denise, and Nikki. And if it's Angela, Nikki, and Abby, then it's Denise,
Nikki,
Angela,
it's way too early to argue like this. Are you kidding me? Come on, we got 2 hours to get through. Work with me, mermaid. Work with me. Denise, how about you? How you doing?
I'm doing super duper. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing swell. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's nice seeing you too.
I didn't say
Long
that to Nikki. I just said that to you. And Angela, of course, is here.
So
she's been
what?
What?
Huh?
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Angela, you're doing well, right?
Delightful.
Yes. Now we have Nikki and Angela are sporting the latest in Scuba Radio mermaid fashion stuff, right? You feeling good there, Nick? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Awesome.
Yeah, and you've been doing a lot of stuff here lately. Yeah, this is kind of your stomping grounds, isn't it? Ocala, just north where you kind of base your new operations.
Yeah, I just got a job in Crystal River.
She got a job! Let's hear it for her! Yes, thank goodness. That's a sign the economy is getting better, or it's a sign of the apocalypse. I don't know. What is it, Nikki, that you got a job?
I'm awesome.
Of course. Single Scott is with us. SingleScott.com. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
And, of course, we got Jimmy the Helper Boy. He's
hey, Greg,
hanging out as Mermaid Wrangler here at 40 Fathom Grotto today. And then we got a few folks out here for the event. How you guys doing? So, you know, it's quite an event here. Matter of fact, Alan, come on down. Alan is the head cheese marketing guy, genius behind 40 Fathom Grotto and Commercial Diving Academy, which is Commercial Diving Academy is in Jacksonville, right, Florida?
That is correct.
Yeah, but this is kind of like the new training facility for Commercial Diving Academy and the world?
Absolutely. The Grotto is open to everybody. We welcome all divers.
Doesn't matter if you're a diver, come on out, hang out, enjoy the festivities today, because it's an open house, what, all weekend, right?
All weekend long, and we're having a barbecue tonight, so if you're local, come on out and enjoy the fun.
Okay, and they are having a barbecue tonight. We're not putting one of the Scuba Radio mermaids on the spear in the pit, so to speak.
Man.
So, Nikki, you're saying, oh, you want that?
Yeah. Denise already said she was down for it.
Who did?
Denise.
Denise wants mermaid meat for barbecue? Is
Denise
that...
wanted to be the spearie.
Oh, she wanted to be the...
The spearie. Okay.
She wants to be speared? Okay, yeah, that's enough of that. But there'll be a live band, and we won't serve up mermaid meat necessarily, but it'll be like, what, like pork barbecue or something you guys are doing?
I believe we're having an array of different barbecues.
Okay, an assortment of meats.
An assortment of meat. Yes, I don't believe it involves any fish or mermaid.
Okay, fair enough. Now, let's talk about 40 Fathom Grotto a little bit, because, you know, I'm familiar with the area, you know, the Ocala area here in Florida is like Central Florida. We're based out of Orlando, and this is kind of our backyard, so to speak, about an hour and a half drive from Orlando, thereabouts. But this has, for years, been a very popular diving site for divers, especially in the Central Florida area. But you guys have taken control over this for the last year. You've dumped almost $1 million in this facility, and it doesn't even look remotely close to what it looked like 6 months ago, let alone a year ago. What have you done?
Well, that's right. What we've tried to create here is the most welcoming and technical diving education center and resort possible, as well as provide our commercial students with some advanced training that we'll be doing later on this summer.
And as far as the facility itself, you guys have installed all this these new docks here at the facility to facilitate teaching not only recreational diving, but obviously commercial diving as part of your commercial school in Jacksonville, right?
That's great. Yes, that's correct. We will be bringing our commercial divers down here, as I said, later in the summer to do some deep water diving as part of their training. We've installed a hyperbaric chamber on the docks as well as open bell. So they'll be experiencing a little more of what they'll experience in the offshore environment, provided they're interested in doing that.
Yes, and some of the, you know, the docks obviously make accessibility much, much easier. They've actually even installed, what is this, an elevator? It's not working quite yet, but you're in the process of installing, an equipment elevator, so you don't even have to lug your stuff down to the docks?
That's right. As those of you who know and who have been here before, it's quite a little staircase down to the water's surface, so we're trying to be as friendly as we can, and we have installed the main structure of an equipment elevator. The rest of it should be completed in the next couple of weeks, so it will be operational here very shortly.
Now, Jimmy the helper boy is bumming because he said, yes, I don't have to lug the mermaids down to the water.
That's right, Greg.
And then you realized it isn't operational yet, Jimmy.
That's right, Greg.
You still have to wrangle the girls down to the water's edge.
It's such a tough job.
But 2 weeks, that'll be fixed, right?
That's right, except I have a little bad news for Jimmy, the fact that it is not rated for humans or mermaids.
Oh.
I believe that's a separate rating, and therefore Jimmy will have the...
He's calling us fat, is what he's saying.
That's not the reason my heart is pounding.
And I don't believe it has anything to do with the weight of the mermaids. It has to do with the regulations of human elevators.
Good save, Alan, good save. Now, it's kind of cool, especially it'll come in handy for the technical divers that are lugging down doubles and extra tanks and things like that. You'll actually be able to put them on this little elevator and just shuttle them right down there, huh?
Although, you know, I must say, it might emulate Jimmy there. It is considered a dumb waiter.
He's been called that before. I think Nikki's used that term a few times, haven't you? What are you looking at me for?
The thing she called me, she can't say on the air.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you. Well, fair enough. So, and if the docks and the accommodations here for the students that want to come here and train, you can stay overnight and things like that. The big news is the filtration system you guys have installed here at the Grotto, because this place has had a reputation of having questionable viz, especially after big rainstorms and things like that. But you have done something to rectify that situation, right, Alan?
Yes, we have. We've installed quite a comprehensive green filtering system. We add no chemicals to the water to improve the visibility.
Okay, they haven't made it green. They've actually it's
a green filter. It's environmentally friendly filter.
And we're close to Earth Day, so how appropriate, right?
That's right. And we're trying to take the green out of the water.
Got it.
And we're being successful at that. Our visibility is improved daily, and we are looking forward to seeing visibility at 75, 100 feet.
Wow. Now, that will be impressive because the training facility, this grotto, this hole in the wall or hole in the ground here in at 40-fathom grotto is 240 feet, which I guess is 40 fathom. Is that right?
That is correct. That's where the name came from.
And so that makes it very an ideal facility for technical training for sure. But just for recreational diving, if you're a dive instructor, you want to take your students out here with all the docks and the amenities you have here for instructors and students, this is, I don't know that I've seen a facility that has this much stuff in one spot. Is this kind of like raising the bar just a notch or two there across the country, let alone for Florida?
I don't know that we're raising the bar as much as trying to provide a facility that welcomes everybody, that provides both deep water diving. We've also installed a lot of platforms at different levels and allowed the instructors to train their people at 10 feet, 30 feet, etc. Certainly... we welcome those people who want to come out. You do have to qualify to bring people out here. As far as being a grotto guide, those requirements can be got through our main office.
Okay, and I'm a dive instructor, so am I qualified, or do I have to bring a mermaid with me every time to get qualified?
You particularly have to bring the mermaids
of
every
course.
Time you come.
I'm getting used to that. You know what I'm saying?
At least one, that's for sure.
At least one. Well, we got three here today, so you got three for one. It ain't a bad deal. Actually, Nikki did her training here. She's a dive instructor now.
Yep.
Yeah, and
sure I am.
Yeah, are you happy about
yes,
that?
Yes, I'm very happy about it. Now I can use it at my new job for sure in Crystal River.
Yeah, as a boat captain.
Yes,
how
but we do
happen?
Guided tours too to other springs in the area. But yeah, the grotto looks beautiful. Very, very clear since last time I was here.
Yeah, clear. Are you going to jump in and do a little
Maybe.
Mermaid
I'm
swim around?
I'm pretty sweaty here.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Nikki, you're sweaty, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Sweaty. Thanks, Bill.
We got sweaty mermaids, Alan. I apologize.
I think it's because they're so excited to be at the grotto.
Okay, you're welcome, I guess, is the appropriate response then. So, it's a cool thing going on. 40fathomgrotto.com, the number 40fathomgrotto.com. You can check out the website and get information there. We're going to talk about the Commercial Diving Academy aspect, how you can turn your passion into your profession as a commercial diver. We'll find out what else Mermaid Denise is up to. Some of the trips
Yay!
We have coming up. It's my birthday in like 3 weeks, and we're going on a big trip to the Turks and Caicos. Are you excited, Nikki?
For you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, boy. Yay. Happy birthday and stuff.
Yeah.
She's always excited, Greg.
Yeah, and of course, we have... Single Scott's. He's going on a trip in a couple weeks, too. You'll hear all about it coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Yeah, I don't know that Naked Scuba Boy has made an appearance here at 40 Fathom Grotto. Alan, have you ever had a Naked Scuba Boy here at the grotto that you're aware of?
A what?
A Naked Scuba Boy, the superhero. He was before Batman, Superman.
Naked Scuba Boy.
Yes, Naked Scuba. It sounds like you don't really want to see him here, is what
no,
you're saying.
No, it's an image I don't need to have in my head.
Okay, we'll just
Naked
stick.
Mermaid, baby.
Okay, we'll stick with the Scuba Radio Mermaids for now and leave Naked Scuba Boy for another day. Nikki's like all depressed, and Angela is like, Like, come on.
We could talk about
that. It's not going to be anything too impressive to write home about from Naked Scuba Boy at the Grotto.
Yeah, well, because he just gave away his identity. And in real life, he's not Clark Kent. He's Bill the Engineer.
Wow, and, that's hard.
Well, I don't know if it is or not. It's cold water here at the Grotto, so it may not be. But that's a whole other story. And we'll just
funny.
Leave it there. Thank you, Nikki, I think. So, yeah, we are at 40 Fathom Grotto today. It's open house. Alan, now, the way the business is set up here is that any dive instructor or just diver that wants to come out here and get wet, work on their skills, experience what you have here under the water at the Grotto, how is it set up here now?
Yes, any dive instructor or advanced diver can come out, provided that they either have a Grotto guide with them or become a Grotto guide. But they need to be, because of the depth of the Grotto and because of the multiple things that we have in the water you can go and look at, we want to make sure that we always follow the rule of safety and prefer anybody that's not dove the Grotto before to dive with a Grotto guide and meet the standards of Grotto guiding that are available on the website and by phone.
Okay, so at the website you can find out information on how to not only dive with a Grotto guide, but how to become one, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what does that entail exactly?
You have to carry a mermaid up and down the stairs twice.
Okay, we're not just talking about my prerequisites. We're talking about just your average everyday Joe diver. So what is it, like an orientation type thing, I'm guessing, that you
yes.
can put them through a little mini program?
That's correct. They have to go through a short presentation done by one of the staff members.
Right.
They must have the appropriate diving certifications, and then they have to go on a guided dive one time.
Got it. Okay, and then once you do that and you become a Grotto guide yourself, you could take students, if you're a dive instructor, and use this as your training facility. Who knows? I'm a dive instructor, and you're a dive instructor. You'd use this place, right, Nikki?
Yes.
This would be a good place to train your future divers.
Yes, I'd have to become a Grotto guide.
Well, you got certified here. Aren't you a Grotto guide already?
Yeah, I guess, unless they've changed some stuff, but now they may have new prerequisites to become a guide.
Yes, you have to be able to bring a mermaid with you. See, that applies to me, and it applies to you.
Because I bring myself, yeah.
No, gotcha. You have to bring another mermaid. They want two, right? Right, Alan?
Two mermaids? No, Nikki can get away with just bringing one. She works just fine.
So I can bring myself, he's saying.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
You have to bring two, though.
I have to bring
there
two.
You go. Yeah.
Wow, that's who's going to carry these ladies, Angela?
Yeah, exactly, because we know Greg won't.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so that's a whole other story too, but it is a great facility.
The story ended there.
What? It just ends right there.
The
what are you trying to say?
The story kind of ends right there. Greg doesn't carry.
You know, there's this rumor that
whenever it comes up time to carry a mermaid, Greg's gone.
No,
he's gone.
I believe, Alan, back me up here. Now, I believe in sharing the joy, just like when it comes to scuba diving.
Sharing it, you've never carried us once, so how's that sharing? Well, that's giving up.
You know, we have a unofficial scuba radio mermaid wrangler class or certification that we've developed over the years. And, sure,
and you don't qualify.
I could sit there and bogart the whole mermaid wrangling experience. Yes. Isn't that the right word? No, I don't
Humphrey?
Know. Humphrey, but no, it's just like I believe that I should share this with this experience with the listeners, and I shouldn't, you know, I shouldn't take all the perks. I get a few hosting this little radio show. You hear what I'm saying, Alan?
I understand, and we just want to let everybody know out there in scuba radio land that we offer that course of
mermaid wrangling.
Mermaid wrangling, yes. You have to meet certain prerequisites, but
you have to be tall and handsome.
Well, they have grotto guides, and we could have mermaid grotto guides. Maybe here. Maybe we do that like as part of the open house this afternoon.
Yeah.
Do we got any takers? Any wranglers up
Yay!
There? We'll see about it. We'll work on something. But it's coming up next. Stay close.
Started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm trying to move out of the picture as the mermaids, as usual, are taking center stage here at 40 Fathom Grotto. Now, we literally are set up on the dock overlooking the swim area and the platforms. We have our first diver who's come up out of the water. What's your name?
Bill Lester.
Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Now, you're dripping wet. What's the water temp in the grotto today?
Looks like we're about 70 degrees.
70 degrees. Okay, that's mermaid friendly, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Now what'd you do down there? Were you just going down there to get wet? Were you trying out some new gear? Because I know we have a few manufacturers from Sea Life has some camera demos. Scuba Pro is here. OMS. Hollis Technical Dive Equipment. What are you doing?
I'm here with ERDI doing a little public safety promotion for the public safety dive teams and doing a little guiding for some people so they can experience the grotto.
Yeah, and so were you actually doing a little seminar or underwater training there or demonstration for some folks or just going out there to play today?
Just a little playing guided dive so they can see what it's like.
Cool. What did you show them? The underwater motorcycle or what else?
No, we kind of went off on the beaten path a little bit, went over the wall and spiraled up and looked at the sea biscuits and a lot of the formations in the walls.
Yeah, there's quite a few interesting little things here at the grotto that just swimming around you can go and explore and stuff. And one is the sea biscuits like in the wall that are fossilized, right?
That's right. It's millions of years of history right there in geologic time. Go back there and check it out. It's a lot of great fun.
Yeah, you know, I think we ought to put our scuba radio mermaids down there and have them compare sea biscuits. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
What do you think, Nikki? You up for that?
Sure, I wasn't listening. What was that?
No, just Greg's agreeing with me.
Greg, Nikki likes her biscuits with mustard.
Okay, well, that's a whole other problem. So, what are you diving with here? You got all kinds of stuff on you. Well, you're diving a dry suit, it looks like, right?
Yeah, this is a white hazmat dry suit, and then everything is just kind of a hodgepodge, a little bit of everything on this rig.
He gets all kinds of cool looking toys and stuff on his rig. All right, well, enjoy yourself. Go dry off and get ready for the barbecue later.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good one. See you later.
All right, there you go.
You
just
too.
One of the divers here enjoying the open house here at 40 Fathom Grotto. Now, he's part of the public safety team. They're here because of the mermaids. So I'm not sure if that's the case, but we always need extra support when we have one, let alone three. Don't you think, Angela?
Yes, we need extra support.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Prepare to rig for dive! Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
Wow.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
She goes down.
We are going down at 40 Fathom Grotto today. It's open house. And by the way, Alan, here at the Grotto, once again, 40fathomgrotto.com, not only is it open house today, but one of the things you guys are launching is the fact that this is a new SDI-TDI training facility in Florida, correct?
That is correct, and we're very proud of that. We are working very closely with SDI-TDI and ERDI, which is their emergency training division, emergency diving training.
Now, that's kind of what we were just talking to our buddy here who just got out of the water, right? That's part of his deal?
That is, and he's one of the instructors that comes in here and provides the education to the divers.
Nice. So, you know, if you're into wanting to learn how to dive, you can come here and you guys can hook him up with a SDI, TDI instructor or course or whatever in the whole thing, right?
That is right. We do. We can handle the novice all the way through the professional.
Yeah. Now, however, just to clarify, that doesn't mean that you can't be with another agency as an instructor and want to bring students here. As long as you become a Grotto guide and all that kind of stuff, you could use this facility in that capacity as well.
That is correct. The Grotto's open to all divers, all agencies. We even will provide, if you do reservations, get with Doreen in the office. We have classrooms. We have outdoor classrooms. We have an indoor classroom. We even have a facility for you here to stay in.
Yeah, they have overnight accommodations if you want to come over here for a weekend or for a few nights. You've done that, Nikki. You did your training.
Yeah, it's very cozy at home feeling.
Very cozy at home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? What makes
it so
cozy?
Because there's beds, there's a kitchen, there's a TV.
You felt like you're home. You just come over here and moved in for a few days.
Yes, I did. Well, more like a week or a week and a half I was here.
Yeah, and just did a crash course in dive instruction.
I thought she needed a clamshell to be cozy.
Hardy har, hardy har, har, har.
I think you're going to lose your Grotto guide status if you keep that nonsense
funny,
up, young lady. Yay! Very good. All right, hey, coming up, we're going to talk to some folks from Grenada. Believe it or not, there are places I have not been to dive. We got that coming up, and as well as a Dan tip on how important it is to know your dive site. Like if you're coming out here to 40 Fathom Grotto, you need to be a Grotto guide or talk to a Grotto guide before you get in the water and get orientated to the site before you dive down there. Because underwater, you got underwater motorcycles. We've talked about the sea biscuits. You know, I've been down there. They got a satellite dish at the very bottom if you're so inclined to go that technical route. You've been down there. What else have you seen, Nikki? What's down there underwater besides the motorcycle?
A boat.
They got a boat down there, mm-hmm. Yeah.
A plane.
The boat is, by the way, it's sunk about halfway, suspended from cables and stuff, too.
I heard there was a Corvette down there.
Is there a Corvette down there, Alan?
That would be news to me. I know that we're getting ready to put a fire truck down in there, but...
fire truck, Corvette, you know.
A ladder, and we're going to let divers climb up the ladder.
Do they still have the... I know last time we were here, the docks might have been a little bit different, but they had that little underwater obstacle course set up. You still have those floating hoops down there someplace?
Yes, we do. That's
all right. Cool. Plenty of stuff to do.
Navigational there.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. so sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 333. Mermaids won't dust.
Uh-oh.
Do your own laundry or mop your floors, get it?
I made a clean spot here. Now I've done it.
Mermaid?
Just have to do the whole thing.
Who writes this crap? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Jeff?
Your dive site.
I don't have a dive site.
You do when you're diving, and you need to know it well.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get to know the dive site?
Well, the introduction begins before you ever get near the water. When preparing to visit a dive site, the first thing you should do is familiarize yourself with its location.
Wouldn't that be a given? Otherwise, how do I get there?
I don't mean the city and state. I mean where the dive site is located and what factors might need to be taken into consideration. For example, if the dive site is in the ocean, how far from shore is it?
Oh, I get it. Okay. If it's land-based, how will you access it?
Exactly. Is it remote, or will supplies and resources be available if you need them?
I imagine the answers to these questions help you know what to bring with you.
Sure they do. If you know there's no place to stock up on water, for instance, you know to bring plenty of your own. Likewise, if you know you're going to be heading 20 miles out to sea, you'll know to have whatever you'll need with you, as it won't be a quick ride back to the dock.
You know, I remember from another safety tip that you want to check out what emergency equipment and resources are on site, too.
Wow, you just made my day.
Thank you.
Seriously, I got a little tear in my eye. But you're absolutely right. Part of knowing your dive site is knowing what you'll need to do in the event of an emergency. And that includes knowing what emergency resources are at hand, where the nearest medical facility is located, and what, if any, emergency procedures may be in place. Of course, if you're going to a location that has no formal dive operation in place, you'll need to cover all that yourself.
What about the dive itself?
Before you ever enter the water, you should have at least some idea of what to expect. You should know the approximate water temperature, the basics of the site topography, and hazards you might need to avoid, as well as any information available on currents, weather, and any other appropriate factors.
What about marine life?
Absolutely, you should be aware of what marine life may be on site. Critters are not only part of the excitement of diving, but should an unexpected encounter occur, you can be sure to have the appropriate first aid equipment with you.
So how do you go about researching a dive site?
Well, it's never been easier. We're living in the information age, and never has so much information been so readily available about, well, pretty much anything you need. In terms of researching a dive site, the internet is good. Books, magazines, dive centers, other divers. The list goes on when it comes to information sources.
What about Dan?
Certainly, Dan can be a resource. If you need to know anything about emergency resources or medical care in the area, give us a call.
So it sounds like the whole point of this is the more familiar you are with a dive site before you get in the water, the less likely you are to run into trouble.
You've got it exactly right. There's no such thing as a foolproof plan, but it's well known that proper preparation and planning significantly reduce your chances of something going wrong. So by taking some time to learn about the site you'll be diving, you're taking action to increase your dive safety.
Knowledge is power, right?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Exploring new places is one of the best parts of diving. But part of being a good explorer is learning what's already known about a given location. So before you head to your dive site, take some time to learn what you're diving into. Knowing what you're doing ahead of time can increase the fun and your safety. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, you really should be a Dan member, whether you're diving here at 40 Fathom Grotto or if you're just jumping in the water. You know, it's good to be a Dan member because of the insurance and all the extra benefits they have. And, you know, I don't know if it's a prerequisite for being a grotto guide, but you probably should be. It definitely, for mermaid wrangling, we recommend all mermaid wranglers to be Dan members as well, just for that added level of security. Right, Angela?
Right, and they must have dark hair and dark eyes, and
or male or female?
Male.
Oh, okay, just checking.
And be gorgeous.
Yes.
No big deal. That's just it.
That's it. And have a rock hard body.
Well, thank you.
Like Martin Stepanek.
Like Martin Stepanek, the freediver, huh?
Yeah.
Are we going to go there, really?
His body has to be similar to Martin Stepanek's.
Oh, boy. Anyway, look, not only should you be a Dan member for the Grotto, but we got a liveaboard trip coming up May 16th. I've heard that the liveaboard is filled up for Greg's birthday bash. And it's the last two people to fill up, by the way, were Jimmy the Helper Boy and Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model. So now we have a full boat. We're going to have demo gear from Bonica. We're going to have some stuff from Oceanic. And, of course, we'll bring our little Scuba Radio goodies on board for the folks, you know, to put up with our little onboard shenanigans. I think Kelly is going to be working on her. What's that, Nikki? Okay. she's going to be working on her advanced open water certification and trying to go diving without getting a nasty mass squeeze that will ruin her model career. Because last time we had her out, we almost made her Kelly the swimsuit model. Well, not even she got a little she had a nasty mass squeeze. It was pretty good. Someone like punched her. That's what it looked like.
It looked like someone punched her 100 times and then took 100 needles and stabbed her in the eye.
No, I thought it made it look kind of cool. Like she looked like
every time she lifted up her sunglasses and asked me how it looked, I'm like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yes.
It's fine.
It's not that bad.
Nobody will notice.
No. Well, she's going to be on board with us. And by the way, let me just throw this out there. When you see Greg the Dive Master out in Cozumel on a cruise with his family, when you come up and you say, hey, Greg, man, listen to you all the time. Thanks for it. I really appreciate it. But the next thing out of your mouth shouldn't be, hey, where's Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model? Because that's a tough one to explain to the missus.
Did that happen or something?
Yeah, that happened in Cozumel on my little family vacation. Yeah. So I appreciate the notoriety. I do. But do you hear what I'm saying, Nikki? Can you
relate? I think that's all your fault.
What do you mean? I can't blame him for wanting to know how Kelly is doing. But, you know. Yeah, what are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just looking at you.
Why are you doing
it?
Quit looking at
me! I'm just looking at you.
Jeez. Angela, help me out here. Scott, maybe?
Sure, I'll help you out.
Greg, you are so right.
I'll be a mermaid wrangler.
Yes, well, what are you going to do?
They should look around and see if you're with your family or not.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the bottom line.
They were great folks. They were on this cruise. They did a little family cruise after our trip to New York City. For Beneath the Sea, and you know, I'll tell you about that. I went whitewater. I went tubing through the caves in Belize. Did a little snorkeling in Cozumel, and did Stingray City in Grand Cayman. You ever done that, Nikki? Ever swam with a stingray? Have you ever got a hickey from a stingray?
All the time, man.
Really?
Yeah, daily basis.
That's part of your morning ritual. Is
yes.
Get a hickey from a stingray. Are you getting that confused with something else? Like, is that code for something that you do with your better half?
No.
It's just a real stingray that she gets a hickey from every morning. Part of her morning ritual is a scuba radio
mermaid. Stingray in the bathtub.
All right, more coming up from the Grotto. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
Cause I'm itching to keep, and I'm trying to keep up the body.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master at 40 Fathom Grotto today. They're having an open house. If you want to come out here, 40fathomgrotto.com is the website to check out. We got a lot of stuff coming up here. You know, like I mentioned earlier, Greg's birthday bash, my birthday, May 16th. We leave the Turks and Caicos. What's that, Nikki?
How old are you going to be, Grandma Greg? 67?
Yeah, right. Now I'll be 34. Oh. And so Turks and Caicos is where we leave. What are you?
54?
Yeah, what?
You're 54?
No, I said 34.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that at all. Anyway, so, yeah, Turks and Caicos is where we leave our Provo May 16th. We got a bunch of demos. I think that trip, there might be a spot or two left, but I think it's pretty close to being sold out. But if you want to do that, just give Explorer Ventures a call.
You look 54.
Well, it's hanging out with all you kids. It makes me look so much older.
It makes you look younger because you're, what, 67, right?
Okay, so anyway, we have the May trip. Also, another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise scheduled for August. And then, of course, we have our One with Wild Dolphins in September. All the details are right there at scubaradio.com or exploreventures.com. Go there. Now, Scott, singlescott.com, you can check him out on the web. He's going on a liveaboard trip actually the week before ours or 2 weeks
it's
before.
Two weeks from today, I think, is when
yep.
I live.
Yep. And you're heading out to the Bahamas?
I'm driving down to Fort Lauderdale.
Nikki's rubbing the microphone on her tail. I'm like pressing.
We're going to put that microphone on eBay after
I'm
the
show. I'm like, what the hell is that noise? That was Nikki rubbing the rubbing the microphone with her tail. What are you doing, Nikki? Does that feel good or something? Is that how you get a mermaid aroused?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Can't take them anywhere. Jeez.
Yes, I'm going on a liveaboard out of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Yes. And there'll be no mermaid rubbing that we're aware of.
As far as I know, there's no mermaids on that trip.
Okay. All right. But you'll be going out there, hanging out with the divers, and give us a report back accordingly, right?
I am. I'm going to tell you all about it when I get back.
And of course, you can go to singlescott.com and follow his exploits there on his website. And who knows, maybe join him on another adventure. Look, we have another hour of the show on deck. We're going to find out about the diving in Grenada, of all places. Yes, there's a dive operation, Aquanauts Grenada, that is going to join us and give us a little preview of what they offer on that island. And we got more from 40 Fathom Grotto, the open house this weekend. It's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just